It's Tuesday, the 3rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia has been ranked 2nd in Africa and 10th globally on the 2024 Gender Balance Index for its commitment to gender equality in leadership. The index, by the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum, assesses women's representation in senior roles at central banks and financial institutions. We spoke to gender and human rights activist Charlemagne Husselman for comment.
At face level, yes, Namibia has done much in terms of trying to achieve gender equality in terms of representation at leadership levels, both within political and business spaces, both in private and public forums. However, is this a true reflection of gender equality throughout the country? I do think that we are on the right track of achieving gender equality. I do think this is also a very face-level ranking.
In contrast, human rights organizations, including the United Nations, have condemned new morality measures imposed in Afghanistan. It comes as Taliban's supreme leader, Hibatullah Akhundzada, ordered the formal enforcement of the morality code announced last month.
With this order, women are now forbidden from speaking in public and must cover themselves completely, including their faces, when leaving their homes. Women can also no longer be heard singing or reading out loud, even inside their homes. Men are also subject to a strict dress code, including prohibitions on wearing shorts and trimming beards. The Taliban regime has rejected criticism from the UN and other human rights groups, saying they're insulting Islamic values. Hera Mustafa, Islamabad.
The Namibia Statistics Agency will conduct a pilot survey for the Household Income and Expenditure Survey in 8 regions from 30 September to 18 October. The agency plans to test and refine the methodology and processes before launching the full-scale survey. NSA spokesperson Ipumbu Sakaria has the details.
The NSS is the primary source of data on income, wealth and expenditure in the country. It's conducted every 5 years, but the last time this one was conducted was 2015-16. The idea is first of all to get comprehensive data on income sources, wealth, spending patterns, living conditions, poverty, and we just want to be able to monitor economic conditions in the country. We really just want to test whether our instruments are fine, whether they are ready, and of course see where maybe we'll have to amend whatever we do in order to get quality data.
The leading fresh produce trading hub in the Southern African Development Community region, the Johannesburg market, has achieved a turnover of 1.024 billion rand last month. The market's acting chief operations official, Charles Park, says the key drivers behind this achievement were the sale of potatoes and other vegetables. And authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say 129 inmates died as they tried to escape from the country's largest prison in the capital, Kinshasa, on Monday.
The latest government figures of the number of inmates who died as they attempted to escape from the Makala Central Prison is in stark contrast to what was announced on Monday. Only 2 inmates were reported to have died, but the Interior Minister now says the figure has risen to 129. Officials say several prisoners broke one of the walls of the facility late at night and escaped. The guards on duty opened fire as more prisoners tried to escape. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.